WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, have you inherited a house? Yeah, though a thoughtful and generous gift, certainly, inheriting properly can stir up many emotions, blending fond memories with the uncertainty of managing an unexpected asset. Deciding what to do with this house, keep it, rent it, or maybe sell it, is deeply personal and depends on your financial goals, your emotional attachment, market conditions, tax implications. The list goes on. Now, if you're struggling financially, you may opt to just simply sell, hands down. If you'd rather have some passive income, you might favor renting. But if you'd like a long-term investment to use later on when you retire, you may decide to rent or keep the property. The key factor is being honest about whether or not nostalgia clouds your judgment. After all, you may be sentimental, and you might be sentimentally tied to this property, so keeping it for personal use or family legacy might outweigh your financial considerations. It's also important to identify if the property has any outstanding debts or taxes. If so, selling it may be your only option. Finally, managing a rental property does require time, money, and effort. And if you lack the ability, simply don't have the time, or live a distance away, selling or hiring a property manager may be a better option if you decide to keep the property. If multiple people are inheriting the property, you may have several options to consider, but if you're willing to talk it out before making a decision, consider the pros and cons of each of your alternatives. Certainly, the pros of keeping it, retaining the family's legacy and sentimental value, serving as a primary residence, maybe, or of a vacation home. Of course, on the con side, there's the ongoing costs and the tying up capital, and you might owe an inheritance tax as well. If you decide to rent it, certainly the potential income could be great, the passive income, preserving the assets for future generations as well, but it will require a property management, whether you or you hire someone to do, and you have to deal with unexpected vacancies, bad tenants, repairs, and the list goes on there. Selling it, certainly, immediate liquidity to invest and pay off debts, minimize the capital gains, and you could avoid ongoing costs and landlord responsibilities, losing that potential future appreciation and the emotional obstacles, certainly, of letting the property go. Lots to consider, huh? Good luck with your decision if you're stuck with having to make that choice. If you missed any of this report, if you'd like to hear it one more time, that is easy. Simply go to the Odyssey app. It will be there for you, and I will be here for you with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 10 till noon here on WBEN. Hammer Time Radio is brought to you by Wonder Windows. Don't pay too much.